Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Restorative Justice Approaches Conference. As we were hearing that, this is going to show my age. Hands up if you remember three-way family favourites. Okay, it does show my age, right? Okay. Webcasting to Trowbridge, Edinburgh, and around the country, it's all good. So welcome to our online viewers, and more of that later on. A victim said, "My wife and I left that meeting feeling like a weight had been lifted. We know that without the help of restorative justice, this would never have happened." An offender said, "I reflected more on that meeting than on the whole of my time in prison. To hear their side of the story and look him in the eye was hard." The title today, Restorative Justice Approaches, Intelligent Solutions to Reducing Offending. When you look at the program, you'll see there is a focus on not only the criminal justice system, but particularly later this afternoon, some of the community settings in which RJ is used and is promoted and needs to develop further. I'm chairing the conference today. My name is Graham Robb. I'm chair of the Restorative Justice Council, which is the national voice for RJ, promoting high standards in RJ, and there is a stand in the reception area to promote our work, and you're very welcome to go and talk to our staff and colleagues there. My background, as you'll see in the booklet, is in restorative work in schools and in the youth justice system. Let's just reflect back a little bit on 2012. What an amazing year it was. If you've been involved in RJ over a number of years, it felt as if there are a whole series of major developments that really took the RJ field on, and in no particular order. The inspection of RJ in the Criminal Justice Service by the Joint Inspectorate. The announcement by the government of legislation, which is now working its way through Parliament. The setting up and the delivery of an RJ steering group by the Ministry that produced its action plan in the autumn. The acceptance of some of the impact data for RJ, both on satisfaction rate by victims, but also of the impact on reducing offending. And also the importance of giving a mechanism to the voice of victims in the CJ system. A whole series of major developments which are going to carry on this year, I'm very confident. And I'd just like to take this point to pay tribute to all those people, some of whom are here, and some of whom are not here today, who have been the voices of RJ over the years, promoting it as a way in which we ought to get to that intelligent solution to reducing offending, which is the title of our conference today. So this conference takes place at a terrific time. There is now a momentum. What we need to do is make sure we're delivering against the highest possible standards, and we know what those high standards should be, to make sure that victims, offenders, the community is protected further and make sure that we get the best possible outcomes for all people involved in the harm that's caused by crime and other actions. Inevitably, I now need to do some domestics. There isn't a fire practice plan today. If an alarm goes off, it is a klaxon alarm. And if you're in this room, ask to follow the running person signs. In the seminar rooms, there are similar signs, and we'll be directed to the collection point outside. A reminder about the exhibition area. And just to go on the technology line, you'll see on the sign up here, if you are going to Twitter today, and please do, it's hashtag RJA13. And Helen, who is at the back there, by the mysteries of modern technology, will wave to me if there are particular tweets coming through that we might want to pick up and reflect back on in the session. To our online viewers, if you wish to raise a question in the Q&A session, You have on your screen a button that says submit questions to chair. And again, those will come to Helen, and I will bring you in as we do with questions in the auditorium here. For everybody, there is a pink evaluation form. Please make sure you complete that and leave it with us at the end, because we do need to know how the program has worked for you. This program is put on with support from the Restorative Justice Council, and there are a number of staff here today who'd be happy to talk to you about RJC membership and accreditation and about our programs of work. Now, before I go on to introduce the minister, I think it's really interesting to reflect who's here. And the list is in the program, but just because I'm a head teacher, bear with me. Hands up, please, if you're from a children's services background, including schools. Hands up for your children's services. Thank you. Good to see you here. Hands up if you're from a youth offending service. There may be overlap. That's fine. Thank you. If you're from a criminal justice service background, police, probation, courts, prisons, thank you. Good number of folk here. Anybody else I've missed out? Third sector organisations, again, overlap, that's fine. Good to see you here. Any victims organisations I haven't touched on so far? Anybody I've missed out that I... If it's, thank you very much, Javed. Anybody I have missed out and ought to acknowledge as being here today? You are very welcome. You will see that we not only have a good length of coffee break, but a good length for lunchtime discussions as well. Please make sure we take those opportunities to network, to ask questions, to challenge and support the further developments of RJ.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.